in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Your TV set, put on your masks and watch. All witches, all skeletons, all jack-o'-lanterns.
The third commercial, it's still on, please. Take off the third channel, the third channel, it's still running. Stop it, please, for God's sake, please stop it. There's no more time. You've got us. Please, stop it now, turn it off. Turn it off. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Hello, this is Mark. I'm on with Chris, and we're talking about a fantastic movie tonight. Should I just play that in the background?
Yes, greatest score ever.
Hold on, I'll just... There we go, now. Welcome to the show, Christopher. How are you doing?
All right, what's going on?
I love this movie. I love the score. It's fun. They don't make movies like this anymore.
They don't. They don't. And it's like you, it's like a hipster cred for folks to come out and say they like Halloween 3 now after, like, since it came out, I have been behind it while other people have shunned it.
Really? People like this movie? I'm surprised.
I loved it. I loved it from the first time I saw it.
I liked it. I never saw this movie.
The general consensus is coming around that this is the good movie that I've always said it was.
That's interesting.
I saw this. I want to explain how I saw this the first time.
Sure.
Because it was in seventh grade, which is like probably 84, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Maybe 83. And I was invited by a, you know, not very popular girl to her birthday party in October.
That's okay.
That was being attended by other not very popular girls.
Sounds like my kind of party.
And not being a very popular guy myself,
I would have been the
like,
best
well,
friend.
Exactly. I'm going to go to this party.
Hey, Chris, come over. We'll do some D&D.
And in addition to, like, McDonald's food for the party and, a, you know, of course, a cake.
Nothing wrong with
they
that.
They showed this movie, which
hot apple pies.
I had avoided because I think it was on video by this point, and I had avoided it because it didn't have Michael Myers in it.
As a kid, you avoided it.
Yeah.
So your snobbery, your film snobbery goes all the way back to middle school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And then some.
Hell yeah. And I loved this movie right from there. I was, like, enwrapped with this movie. I think it's...
You just thought you were wrong.
Really, I think it's really underrated. Underrated.
So, spoiler
and
alert.
And it's much better than any of the subsequent sequels with Michael Myers. I just want that known. Halloween 4, 5, 6, 7, H2O,
H2O
whatever
was
it is.
All right.
It's not your thing. It's too what is that?
Modern?
WB. It's too WB and totally bloodless, and I hate it.
So, what we're talking about today is Halloween 3.
Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch. And it's a very daring film, I must say.
Right, it comes after Halloween and Halloween 2. Which
two amazing movies, honestly. Two.
Right. Didn't we
wonderful.
Do Halloween 2? I could swear we did that one.
We might have. I'm surprised if we didn't do Halloween. What a good movie. I mean, it's to this day, I just think it holds up beautifully.
It is. I think Halloween 2 holds up for what it is.
Yeah, I thought Halloween 2 was just as fun as Halloween 1 in a lot. I mean, Halloween 1 is just different, you know.
Yep, Halloween 2 has more graphic kills. It's in the midst of the slasher cycle, so it's kind of repetitive of what had, you know, is just prevalent at that time. But Michael Myers still pretty fearsome at that point. No white horses from the Rob Zombie ones.
I appreciate that Rob Zombie tried, but just didn't bring it to the table for me. I don't find Rob Zombie to be somebody who is making good horror movies. And I think that time has proven... You disagree?
I disagree. I think he's... If his Halloween movies, for instance, were titled anything else, I think they would be much more well-regarded than they are. We did Lords of... what was it? I was going to say Lords of Flatbush. Exactly. Salem.
Oh my God, that was forever ago.
I remember I liked it more, although I understood that it didn't really make... It didn't slam dunk it. His House of a Thousand Corpses, I think, was a great debut, but then he just kept doing the same thing.
You know what, you're right. That was a pretty good movie. But that's my problem with him, is Rob Zombie is trying to be like the J.J. Abrams coming to Star Wars. He's trying to reinvent the genre because he knows best, right?
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm not impressed. I'm sorry.
But for Halloween 3, Tommy Lee Wallace came in, tried to remake the whole genre, and I think he did a really good job.
Like I said, this is a very, very daring film. Do you hear the planes? My microphone is far too sensitive. I messed with my settings before, and now you can hear every single thing.
What are you, on the flight path? nearby?
I am. I'm only 10 minutes away from JFK. So it's...
Are you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you're that close to JFK.
Yeah, like very close. 10 minutes away.
Wow.
Yeah, when I'll take a picture in my backyard the next time a plane goes over. It's crazy. Put it this way, the landing gear is already down when it's going over my house. Seriously. It's crazy.
Ouch.
But I think it's a daring film for a number of reasons. They're taking a franchise that has worked very well financially and very well received, and they removed the number one part of what makes the genre so popular, a beloved character. There's no mention of him.
It's like they lost the rights. Do play Halloween the movie on,
yeah, true.
Like, you'll,
yes,
see it on TV screens throughout.
There are references, yeah.
But yeah, John Carpenter was like, I don't want to do Michael Myers anymore. He wanted to do like an anthology series of stories based around Halloween, which, you know, again, I think is a good idea. I don't know why. I mean, I know this wasn't a financial success, but it just seems like a good idea. And why don't you do it now? Like, John Carpenter, where the hell are you?
Well, this was the theory behind that. What is that horror series that has been on now for about 6 or 7 seasons from the creators of Glee?
Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a selling point.
No. That must be why I don't know about it. American Horror Story?
Yes, American Horror Story. So
never watched an episode. Never.
So the concept was, I think, each season was going to be a different
story arc.
Different actors, different direction, and I can really appreciate that. But I only watched the first season. I couldn't get past the second. I just hated it.
Right.
Hated it so much. I hated
it. Remember,
it
remember
terrible.
The anthology horror series from back in the day, like Tales from the Dark Side, Monsters, and they did the reboot of The Twilight Zone before they redid The Twilight Zone recently. And
what about the 80s Twilight Zone?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was okay.
Well.
I like well it received. Better than this current iteration with the guy whose name I won't be able to think of.
But, you know, Tales from the Dark Side, if people could get their heads out of their asses and create a series that it doesn't need to be like groundbreaking and like, you know, so woke, and it doesn't need to like have a message, and you just want to tell a fun
scary story, yeah,
it would do well. Even what was the HBO version of that? Creepshow.
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt. That did very well.
Yeah, another good. That went for a couple of, like, 5 seasons.
There's really no horror on television for kids. I know on Netflix they had something called Creeped Out. which was halfway decent. Yeah, that was a pretty decent little thing, but I think it's over. I don't know. I feel as though they're really missing on this Twilight Zone type of creep show, not creep show, but Tales from the Crypt and Tales from the Dark Side type of storytelling. It's simple. It's easy. It's a great way to get new actors work.
And that's what Carpenter wanted to do with this feature film series, but folks weren't buying it.
No. I didn't really buy it at first, to be honest with you. It was only after the movie was over that I think, you know, it was a fun movie. But I didn't like it while watching it.
What?
No, I mean, I have seen this movie a couple times, actually. And I didn't like it because it didn't fit. To me, it did not fit into Halloween, into the Halloween franchise.
And it doesn't because of that one little thing.
Yeah, and that's barely a cameo. It's
yeah.
But you know, if it wasn't called Halloween, like you said about Bobby Zombie. that's what I'm going to call him from now on, Bobby Zombie. doesn't make him so cool then, right? Cut your dreadlocks off, all right, buddy? You're like 58. You're like a white dude from Long Island.
And stop casting your wife in the main women leads in all your films.
Hey, this is a Rob Zombie, and I'm just dirty.
just real quick, do you like his music?
Yeah, it's funny. Just today, Betsy and I were talking about White Zombie, and I've seen White Zombie perform a number of times, and I always walked away thinking they're a pretty good band. I'm not a tremendous fan, but I've seen them a number of times.
Interesting.
But I heard one of their songs today on Sirius. I was like, I haven't heard this song in 601 years, and here we are.
And was it any good? Like,
You know, I mean, it's your mediocre metal 90s new
that's
style.
Okay, that's what I thought it would be.
I mean, if it was Korn or Limp Bizkit or one of these other, you know, new metal things, I wouldn't be, you know, it's the same stuff. But I will say live that they did give a pretty good show. I saw the weirdest lineup of all time at a club called Industry in Island Park. I saw White Zombie perform with PM Dawn, if you remember PM Dawn. No?
No.
PM Dawn's like an R&B type of, you know, hip-hop type thing. It's like, what are you guys doing here? It's fucking metal night. Like, what are you doing? But anyway, yeah, so I thought that was interesting. So, let's get on with the show. Halloween 3?
This movie covers... Like you said, they don't make movies like this anymore because it really hits some prime exploitation touchstones.
Yeah.
You know, we have blood. Yes, it's true. We have some sex.
We have bizarre sex. We have,
we have like 50-year-old man with a 21-year-old woman.
Yeah, and it's just crazy because...
And with
he has sex with her twice before even asking her how old she is.
Not only that, so we follow we have Tom Atkins as Dr. Chalice. He's our lead, and this is the worst character to have as the lead because he's an unrepentant alcoholic. He sleeps with these underage, you know. I'm sure she's not underage, but let's say
well,
40 and the woman is, you know, Stacey Nelkin is the lead woman and she's got to be like, what, 25 or something? And she looks it. Yeah. She's very cute. And at the same time, he's already had the first round of sex with Stacey Nelkin, but he's hitting on the lady coroner that he keeps calling back to ask some questions about. So he's hitting on her at the same time he's already been banging Stacey Nelkin. So
there's a lot of weird things. There's a lot of talk about like taking people out to dinner.
Yes.
Hey, you're gonna owe me a lot of dinners. Like what? What are you talking about?
Okay, so he's an unrepentant alcoholic.
Doctor.
He's a horn dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's what do you call that? A deadbeat dad, because he never hangs with his kids, doesn't want to hang with his kids. And, you know, he calls – I hope we can play these. He plays his – he calls his ex-wife or visits his ex-wife a few times in this movie. And, you know, of course, she's portrayed as just like – as most ex-wives are, an unrepentant shrill.
Awful, like not understanding, tired of his excuses.
You know, and you know what? I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt based on what we know about him. She's probably right.
Yeah,
but still,
definitely.
But still,
there it is pouring here right now.
Is it?
Yeah, and I can actually hear the rain through my headphones.
Dope.
Hold on one second. I'm just. Holy cow!
It's a scary Halloween night.
Yeah, it was a scary Halloween night. It's we have a lightning and thunderstorm. So if the power goes out, we you know.
That's what happened.
It's what
it
happened.
It wasn't this guy using Stonehenge to stop this podcast.
The walk away for me after this movie was I need to get the soundtrack. It is a beautiful soundtrack.
Yeah, I love it. I love it even more than like Carpenter's Halloween theme,
Which is a classic, but this is different.
No, this is good. It's propulsive. It's creepy.
Yeah. I'm gonna play
I've had this soundtrack since this movie came out.
I'm gonna play some of the soundtrack just to kind of get us in the mood. Mustafa God Presents. Look at it now and it looks so generic, but it really was groundbreaking for the time.
Which part? So I have a lot of questions for you about every single computer used in this movie.
I don't think any of them are real. It's funny. Like I knew that you were going to ask.
Just the opening credits where it's a digital pumpkin.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
What computer is doing that?
You can do. I mean,
how do you do that?
You would program it to just do that. I mean, that wouldn't be too hard. You could do that in like BASIC with like a Commodore VIC-20 if you wanted to. But yeah, I mean, what we're getting is the camera's like fully zoomed in on the picture tube, and you see all of the pixels, and it's just.
In time with the music, too, that it's...
Like stuff like that. I mean, you're watching it. It's a really good intro. I really enjoyed it. And I thought it was a little eerie long. It's a little bit of a long intro.
I just love the music. I was hoping that would go for, like, a 7-minute remix.
We open up. We're in Northern California, of course. Where did the first movie take place?
What was that? So, isn't that I want to say Illinois.
Was it Illinois? Yeah. Because I remember it was filmed in California. But
right.
They had to bring in dead leaves in the original movie in order to make it look like it's autumn.
There's scenes, like, towards the end where, you know, the title card says Phoenix, Arizona. It says, you know, different places throughout the world where all the kids are wearing their masks.
Yeah.
And I was like, every single shot looks like California. It doesn't look like Phoenix, Arizona. It doesn't look like, I don't know what else they use. I forget what else they use.
It also doesn't look like California now. It looks like clean California, which is, of course, not California now.
Right.
But this was the California that was wonderful. This is like Chips.
I was going to say Spielberg. Like, it's Spielberg,
yeah,
suburban.
E.T., yeah, that type of... I don't know where E.T. is supposed to take place, but I kind of look at it and I think California. I think maybe Colorado or something, right?
Was it Colorado?
I don't know. It looked
I don't know.
I never know where anything is.
I always associate him with L.A., suburbs, Poltergeist. Wasn't that L.A. too? Or maybe I'm wrong about that.
Colorado? No. Colorado Springs? I don't know. After doing Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, all I think about is Colorado Springs these days.
Oh,
or
my God.
Or with Walnut Grove, because I just think of, you know, Walnut Grove.
Wait, sidebar. How is that going?
Great. It's going great. We have Kelly Milky and I do Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman podcast called Dr. Quinncast. It's amazing.
Have you got Jane Seymour yet?
We've not gotten Jane Seymour. We're trying to get William Shockley, who plays Hank. Today, Kelly and I made contact with the actor who plays the Reverend, which is monumental for us. And we'll see. You know, there's a lot of cool people that we've been put in touch with, and we're really excited about it. Elena Udi, we have an interview coming out with her very soon. And she's somebody who's in a lot of 80s movies. You might recognize her. I think she was in, I forget, it was some exploitive, like, summer movie. I forget what it is, but it's like one of those kind of like teen romp movies. I'll send
okay.
you a, I'll put a
I
link
gotta,
to it in
I
the show notes.
Or just a picture of her so I can see. I can probably guess it by her.
I've
seen all of those exploitative.
I'll get the name of it. But what clip should I play first?
I'm just going through my list and trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah,
like,
I hate to say again, it's a visual movie.
It is, you know, like a lot of it is, it is visual. And like the last, I forget what it was, like 20 minutes. I mean, it's all chase. Yeah. There's no words. And it was tough to clip.
What about the music, so, I mean, the commercial? Should I just play it?
Right. You got to play that forever and just drive our listeners nuts.
Dude, that's a creepy commercial. When they show that skull, I think it's creepy. And the floating head with the kid.
You should do the extended version that's...
Do we have a clip on as to where that extended version is?
Yes, I do. Hold on, I'm getting there. Q29, 111.16.
If you're following along at home...
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horathon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
Hurry along, it's almost time. All those lucky kids with silver shamrock masks, hurry home for the big giveaway. It's almost time. Hurry home.
So good.
Again.
Again.
To play it again.
One more time. No.
We got to drive the listeners crazy.
Well, it's funny. I was saying when we played in the very beginning, the end of the movie, which we've been known to do, it's almost like one of our reviewers saying, turn it off. Turn it off. It's still on. Turn it off. Jeez.
But that jingle comes up so much throughout the movie where Chalice is sitting in a bar, he's at the kid's house, and the jingle comes on TV. It comes on at the hospital, and it just drives him crazy as it drives us crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird, definitely a weird thing. I do want to just go back real quick to Elena Udi. She was in a number of horror movies, actually, like My Bloody Valentine, The Dead Zone. Let's okay. see. But there was one particular summer movie. She often plays the prostitute, it seems.
Hold on, I'm looking. The original Bloody Valentine?
Yeah, from 1981. Pickup Summer is the one where she's kind of like one of the major characters in Pick Up Summer. Have you ever seen Pick Up Summer?
I don't think so.
Well, she plays Susie. Anyway, she's really great. You know, she's really a real character and very interesting. But she's not in Halloween 3. Maybe I wonder if she was in any Halloween movies.
I'm looking at her IMDb right now.
That's one of her things is like horror movies. Like she's all in. She was in Amityville Clown House, which I'm just not sure what that is.
Wow, she was Franny Hughes on As the World Turns?
What?
What? I watched As the World Turns. I don't remember her as Franny.
Well, she was in 73 episodes of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman as Myra Bing. And she was kind enough to speak with us. She's very nice. So,
did she have any juicy stories?
No, she was like, everybody was great. You know, it's like, all right, gotta go. If you don't got dirt, I don't have time.
I wonder why you can't see soaps anymore. Like, why can't you?
Soap operas don't exist anymore, right?
No, I know, but why can't we see
the episodes?
See, what's her name? That redhead, that famous redhead. Played Franny. That's what I remember.
I was going to say, who's the lady, the Charmin lady?
What the hell is her name?
You know, famous
Julianne, Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah, I remember Julianne
Moore.
So
how could this woman play... Oof, big hair. I know it was the 80s, but big hair lady. She's very attractive.
Yeah, she and she's very young looking. She still looks like she's in her like 20s or 30s.
Nice.
Crazy. So, all right, so I don't even know where to start with this movie. Do you want to give us a setup?
Yeah, I mean, so as the movie opens, we see a man being chased by mysterious assassins. And we don't know what's going on. That's like the mystery element of the movie.
Yeah, it's a week before Halloween.
It doesn't, you know, it's not it's not Halloween 2. It's not a psycho chasing random sexually active kids. There's a mystery to what the story is, and as the story goes, this old man who's being chased is a we'll say a toy store owner who sells Halloween masks, mm-hmm. and he's discovered a secret that we still don't know before he gets killed, and so it's up to his daughter, Stacy Milken, to team up with the alcoholic doctor to find out what it's all about.
All right, so you know what? When you were a kid, what was your favorite Halloween costume?
You know, I love those costumes that... I don't know how to describe them. They were
with the plastic face and stuff.
With the plastic mask, like I had a Spider-Man.
Okay, and it had this space like to put a potato chip through the mouth.
Yeah, and you put it, and there was no back to it. It was just a string that goes around, and you know the costume went over your clothes, but ripped very easily.
Oh sure.
I wish I knew. I wonder.
Had a very distinct smell.
Yes. Yes. That never left, no matter how many times you used it. It
smells like a new Halloween costume.
I think, weren't they flammable? Didn't it come out that they were flammable?
I wouldn't, you know, I would bet that the paint that they used probably was. Or they, you know, maybe the chemicals that were in the paint would kind of build up. And then it would combust or something. I'm guessing.
So I'm trying to remember. I had a Spider-Man for sure. You know, maybe I did one other superhero, but it was always the Spider-Man that... I wish I knew what the name of that brand was. I'm just going to do
a brand?
Look.
I didn't know. I thought that each company would make them. But now that
but
you
that's why
it,
I'm thinking of very particular...
Now, one Halloween, I don't remember what year,
there was a Fonzie.
My mother made me a costume, and I was the greatest American hero. And she actually made the whole thing. It was incredible.
What, out of cloth?
Yeah, like she knew how to make clothing and stuff. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was probably my favorite memory of a costume. Other years, I was, you know, like, you know, a regular, you know, we'd just buy a costume and be Darth Vader or whoever. Now, one of the kids is wearing a Casper shirt. I don't know if you were a big fan of Casper when you were a kid. Did you watch the cartoon at all?
I watched the cartoon until I didn't. Like, it was just so...
Yeah, cute. You grow out of it. Now, I do have a fun fact here, is Alison Arngrim, who plays Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie, her mother was the voice of Casper.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right?
What?
Yeah, Alison Arngrim has an incredible backstory. Her father was Liberace's manager, and, you know, actually, if you look up Alison Arngrim records on YouTube, you can find it. She does comedy albums when she was a little girl. She's probably like 15, 16, where she's making fun of Amy Carter, where it's basically like just lampooning political stuff. And she does like an Amy Carter. Do you remember the whole debacle with Amy Carter? She was kind of a ditz.
Vaguely, yeah.
I'm Amy Carter. You know,
and Billy Carter was a Billy Beer lush. Yeah.
Billy Beer. Crack one open. It's Thanksgiving after all. But yeah, I just definitely an interesting family. But that's it. That's my story. But so, all right, so you were saying Spider-Man was...
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been the
your go-to.
That would have been all I was interested in.
Spider-Man.
Maybe this Village People.
Oh my God!
Costume with the biker with the mustache.
Not Donny Osmond. You're not gonna.
There a Donny Osmond costume?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think it would have been the Spider-Man.
You know, I like the boxes that they come in and the masks.
Yes.
But I have to say, like, it's one of these things I'll see from time to time in a collector shop, and they're usually priced okay, not like terrible. But I don't buy them. Like, you know, $25 or $35. But I don't buy them. I just feel like they take up a lot of space. I've kind of put a freeze on all of my collections.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I still buy stuff from time to time. Like, I picked up a Commodore VIC-20 just 2 weeks ago. But I come across stuff and I have to walk away unless it's really, really good stuff.
I'm surprised you didn't do like a Darth Vader or something.
I was definitely Darth Vader at some point. I'm sure of it. Darth Vader. So,
is your son going trick or treating this year?
Yeah, this year he's going to be a steampunk something or another.
What? Really?
Yeah, he's also kind of putting together his whole outfit. You know, I don't know if you guys, well, if you do this with your girls, you go to like the Halloween headquarters place like a couple of days or the day after Halloween and scoop up things at 75% like off.
That's how we got this year's costumes. We did it last year, so we're all going to go as, you know, these inflatable sumo wrestlers.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So that could be good.
And that's what we did. You know, we went and we bought all the steampunk stuff, and I think we still spent like $80. But it's like really good stuff that he bought, like a walking stick and all this just really cool stuff.
Wow, I would like to see this. This could be really good.
We'll see. We still have to find him like a vest of some sort. I mean, I don't know what his intention is, but I guess it doesn't really matter. He's 13. He's going to be out on his own on Halloween this year.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, man.
No, with other friends, you mean?
No, he's going to be all... He doesn't have friends. No, I'm kidding. yeah, he'll be out with his friends roaming around, probably throwing eggs and stuff.
Nice.
Yelling
toilet paper in people's trees.
Yelling curses in Mandarin or something. He was teaching me, like, Mandarin curses the other day. I'm like, all right, man, you're going to take over China for us. All right, so back to Halloween 3. It's just a weird movie. When the dad comes home and deals with the wife, I think it's kind of interesting. He looks like he's just guilty of something.
Right? He's a sweaty, like, he looks like Chuck Norris gone to seed. He's a little overweight. He's sweaty. He's pockmarked.
He's not like a sexy guy. Like,
no, he's not. So why, like, the hot Karna's going after him? The Stacey Nelkin's going after her? Going after him? I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it either. He's got his members only jacket and all that stuff.
However, in real life, we should remember that Stacey Nelkin dated Woody Allen. So you take that as you want.
I didn't know that. All right, so what should I play? What should be our next clip?
I'm looking. I want to play all the ex-wife ones. So here's the start at 1620.
1620? All right. Let's give me a sec here. It's funny, the firemen just kind of hanging out having coffee. This is after a car just blew up. Like, it's bizarre. Right,
the mysterious assassin has killed Ellie, who turns out to be Ellie's dad, the toy store owner, and then blew himself up.
Well, he goes in the car and pours gasoline on himself and lights himself up, and the car blows up. There are not that many cool cars in this car, in this house, in this movie, by the way. Do you notice that? Like, nothing you really want?
But in the end scene, lots of cool computers, I would have thought you were going to say.
I just don't think they're real.
or what they're doing and how they tie into Stonehenge.
That doesn't make any sense, dude. It just doesn't make any sense.
Hello, Linda. Dan. I won't be able to pick the kids up tonight. Something...
Oh.
I'm going to turn it up a bit so you can...
So you can hear her.
Ex-wife. No, Linda, it's nothing like that at all. If you just relax for a minute, The two men died here tonight. No, it wasn't an accident.
I don't give a crap who died.
Right. Where the hell are you?
Deadbeat dad.
Listen, I'll tell you all about it later, all right? I've really got to go. Sure, Saturday night. Yeah, that'd be fine. They can both stay with me all night. Tell them I'm sorry. I really gotta go.
Oh, who brought her?
Bye.
Betty wishes he could just text her, huh?
Exactly.
Yikes. And he's like rocking back and forth like Rain Man.
Right, he's going through withdrawals. He's got to get his sticks back.
He has the perfect 80s mustache.
Right? Right? Yeah. It looks, again, his face reminds me of Chuck Norris if Chuck Norris was fat and sweaty and ugly.
If Chuck Norris was more of a bartender or something. Just hanging out.
Do you want to play like the scene with the lady coroner just to get a piece of...
Before we go there, I did just want to mention, they show the hospital the next morning on Sunday the 24th, and the car, like, nobody's around, but the car is just still smoldering, and there's, like, car parts on the side, and just nobody's around. Like, just leave it. Makes no sense whatsoever. The fire's out. Yeah, but it's still smoldering. And there was a dead body in there, you know. You think that maybe they could tow it away? I don't know. Not in the budget. All right, the coroner lady.
1940.
All right, 1940.
Look, Chalice, I'm only the assistant.
Just tell me what you know, Teddy.
Not much. It's taking a while. The guy was just a pile of ashes. I know the sheriff thinks he was on drugs.
That doesn't make any sense. I've seen lots of people on drugs. The man was in complete control. He looked like a businessman.
He had to be one strong businessman, I can tell you that. You don't just pull someone's skull apart without a little lower arm strength. Know what I mean?
Teddy, just do me this one favor. Check this one out yourself.
No, I can't do that. It's got to go through the...
Please.
This thing's really got you.
I've been with that hospital for 8 years. Somebody just doesn't walk in.
I'll see what I can do. No promises.
Thanks.
I was always good at moonlighting, wasn't I? Oh,
the best.
Like, what is that comment all about? The best.
So have that. How you been?
Okay, you?
Okay.
Sierra Mesa's still making you drink your ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks again.
He just brushes her off.
Folks are going to say, oh, that was just like an improv that he almost did fumbled. And I'm like, no, that is the awkward conversation that you have with someone that you slept with, but you need to get something from now.
But he's such a player. I couldn't have this guy's level of smoothness if I had a gun to my head.
Can we so let's do again, just staying on his method. Let's play where he gets Ellie into bed. So if you play at 30:27,
well, do you want to mention who Ellie is?
Ellie is the daughter of the guy who was killed at the beginning, and she wants to find out what happened to her dad, as any nice, sure, respecting slut girl would. she and Chalice are teaming up. So
he certainly took advantage of a girl grieving.
At least 20 years his junior.
I would say that he's at the very least twice her age. How old do you think he is?
I think he's in his 40s.
We're gonna find out their actual ages and get back to you. So what, in the bar? Or do you want to hear this?
No, 30:27. This is where they're already in the town where the factory is.
Weird-ass town.
Sorry?
A weird-ass town.
Right? I wish I could live there, though.
Yeah, there's something about it that's all right.
It's by the water, so...
Well, you know, and everybody probably works at the factory with the masks.
We'll talk about the town when we come back.
All right. And a truck pulls, like an RV pulls up, and a bicycle comes flying off, almost hitting him, which I just thought was funny. Did you say 30-30?
Or
30-27? 30-27. All right, give me a second here. This is like your typical dive hotel that I probably stayed at while like driving like somewhere with my family back in the late 70s and 80s.
I just want to point out, in actual real time, at the time of filming this movie,
mm-hmm,
Stacy Nelkin was 23.
Oh, so really?
I'll find out how old Tom Atkins was.
Holy cow. I'm shooting for younger than we think. I bet he's like 35.
Holy crap. He was born in 1935. 45, 55.
That would make him about 38 or something?
Yeah.
37?
Why doesn't this happen to me? I never find these wide-eyed young, beautiful women.
You have to keep looking. You're not old enough. Well, when was the last time you hung out at a seedy hotel?
Right? As long as they have cable, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a zoo.
I saw Cochran, his car anyway.
And your old man stayed here on the 20th.
I was right. We'll go directly to the factory.
Hold on. It's getting late. I could use a drink.
There he goes.
All right, now that is funny, but I just thought of something. No funeral happened, right? I mean, this is all going
right,
on.
This is like a day later.
Your old man stayed. Your old man, the guy who died yesterday.
Let's take our time.
It's okay with you? To stay, I mean.
I think these...
I have nothing to go home to. I don't have any kids waiting for me.
He's got no home.
Clothes could probably hold out for at least one more day. Maybe I had to get another room.
Maybe I ought to head down and buy some rubbers.
That would look sort of suspicious, wouldn't it?
What I mean is, if you'd feel more comfortable, I could sleep in the car.
Very smooth. Very smooth. And then...
No, it keeps going.
No, and then she doubles up. Like, she's just like, look, I'm going to double down with what you just said, and I'm going to raise you.
Be better on this floor, anyway.
Where do you want to sleep, Dr. Chalice?
Blink, blink.
That's a dumb question, Miss Vintage.
And he whispers, my car.
Right? And she must be able to smell the alcohol off his body, because...
That's
in fact, in the next scene, he's going, it's all right, so he's banged her once. He's going out and buying more alcohol. And he bumps into this hobo who talks about the you know, the head of the factory who is the de facto head of the town, if you
Should
want to play,
I play that?
That.
Yeah. By the way, they announce as a curfew, right?
Yes.
Now, a curfew to me means everybody's got to be off the streets, but the liquor store's open.
Right. There's a, well, all right, we'll talk about the town when we come back.
Odd.
Whoa, jeez! Didn't mean to scare you. Just saw that bottle. Thought it looked pretty heavy. I ain't got no diseases. You mind if I have a drink?
Ew.
Mm.
It's like...
Ellie's going to take a swig of that when he gets back, too.
1982 is a weird time. You know, like, the early 80s, you just, I guess, handed your bottle of hooch to
to anybody who comes along.
The amount of alcohol in that, in all fairness, would kill any germ, you know? They should spray this in the air for coronavirus.
Ah, damn. Thank you.
Ah, goddamn. Even he's like, this is the strongest stuff I've ever had in my life. How do you drink it?
Hey, just a second. You happen to know anything about this Cochran? Do I know anything?
Cochran? What are you talking about?
He made Santa Maria what it is today. Dried up little pile of nothing. Let me tell you something, mister. He brought in every damn one of them factory people from the outside. You think he'd hire me, local boy? No way. Turn me down flat. If you haven't got a dollar, you can spare it, eh?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was a lot of money back then.
A dollar? Yeah, sure. I buy a bottle of hooch. But
wait, he keeps going, though. He's got a plan about...
All I can tell you, mister, is watch out. Seen the TV cameras yet? He's watching you, friend. I guarantee you that. Hey, Cochran! Fuck you! It's all right. It's all right. It don't matter to me.
It's all right. It's all right.
He's probably listening. If he is, I got one thing to say. It's the last Halloween for that lousy factory of his. Pretty wild shit going on in there. I heard rumors.
Like what? What'd you hear?
This year, I'm gonna get me about a case and a half of Molotov cocktails. Burn that son of a bitch right now. Last Halloween for them. Last Halloween.
Now, the music is just so good. Like, I just picture them in like a basement, like with synthesizers, just messing around with this.
Right?
It's really genius.
And it makes that scene with the hobo who doesn't look anything like a hobo. You know, like he's too clean to be a hobo.
Right. It's like just rub some ash on your face, and you know.
It just gives it like a whole lot of suspense. I was just like. It's a great score. So let's talk about this town, because I was under, you know, when they first drive into the town, like everybody stops to look. And I keep thinking like, well, maybe the whole town is like these Terminator like robots, you know, but then you have this guy just randomly walking around who's obviously a human who's plotting to attack
blow it
the
up
factory. You know, I just never got a. They didn't really fully explore that.
A lot of it is just assuming things. Like it's just weird.
Like could a guy, you know, somehow put a whole town, even if it's a small-time village, even. You know, into it under his sway so that they like stay off the street after a certain hour. Like, mm-hmm. Are the people who work in the factory, are they supposed to be real people? Or again, I was thinking, well, everybody's a robot of some kind.
Now, the reason why we think they're robots is because, and you call it the Hobot. is this the scene with the car crush?
That happens at the beginning.
Oh, okay. So we passed that. That made me laugh really hard. A car is coming at like 3 miles per hour and just crushes him.
Right? Would that even crush us?
No, I don't think so.
We might be stuck.
I mean, the car's heavy, but it's not like a 1960s Cadillac or anything like that.
And if we're Bruce Banner, we just Hulk out and push away.
It was just weird. Like, it hits him and crushes him. It's kind of bizarre.
Instantly. And yet, these are supposedly robots that can... These are really poorly built robots. In one scene, Chalice, like, just punches into their stomach and rips out their wires, and they're done.
Yeah, these are like Dollar Tree robots, you know? Right.
The car squishes them, like you said, when it rolls, like, 2 feet at 3 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And at the end, like, I don't know why they all fall over when they do, when the computers somehow work with Stonehenge to create a force field or something.
Do you want me to play Ellie meeting Marge, who's the sales rep who's staying in the hotel?
Sure.
Okay. We're at the motel now.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Are you picking up an order?
Huh?
Are you picking up an order at the factory?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I figured. There's no other reason to be in this godforsaken place. All I can say is good luck to both of us. They may make great masks, but ever since they started doing big volume business, the little guy has to stand in line, you know what I mean? Mm. I gave up ordering by mail, but I hate trying to deal with them in person.
You know what I really miss, and I just have to bring it up. I'm sure I'm going to trigger something from your childhood here. Nothing scary. Do you remember the whole mail-away stuff? Like the mail order, everything. Like, whether it be X-ray goggles or...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know I mail-ordered, like, magic kits.
Yeah. 8-foot whatevers and...
I wish I did the 8-foot Frankenstein.
Yeah, the 8-foot Frankenstein. It reminds me of also the Aurora models.
Yes. There's a whole book about these kind of mail-order products that you could have gotten.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I want to look for that. Yeah, I definitely wish... I definitely ordered some stuff, and it was always a letdown, really. What did you... Did you ever order away for any of this stuff?
Well, did you get the seahorses? Were you expecting seahorses?
Yeah, what is it, brine shrimp?
Did you really think those X-ray glasses were going to make you see people nude?
Yes. No. Those weren't things I was buying. I was buying things like garlic soap or black soap or... I don't even remember what I bought. But I do remember ordering quite a few things, and it would come, and it wouldn't be as exciting as I thought.
No, never. That was... No. That was the whole point. Of course they were... You didn't get the bodybuilding thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't want sand kicked in my face.
Chump into champ.
Chump into... Listen to... what is his name? Captain Olympus or something?
I'm thinking of that. There was that karate guy who... I thought he was black, but... I forget what his name was. There was the 100 Toy Soldiers.
Oh, yeah. That was always interesting. I never ordered it, though. Yeah, I missed that.
There's a Polaris nuclear sub. Did you think you were going to get... Oh, yes. I wish I got that 8-foot Frankenstein.
Well, it was probably a plastic banner, right? Or a paper
banner. I would assume so. What else could it have been?
But that's a cool thing. I think that's really...
Unless it was cardboard with, like, the hinged arms and stuff. Now, that would be cool.
I mean, speaking of Dollar Tree, I mean, this was really Dollar Tree material on a page. And I wonder if that's a business that... could still do well. A lot of those businesses, and including Aurora Models, was based right here on Long Island, which I just think is so weird.
What? They weren't all New York, or...
Very often, I think the warehouses were on Long Island.
Wow.
Yeah, but Aurora Models are definitely crazy if you start looking at some of the more risque ones, like a girl basically being raped. I mean, not literally... in the act of being raped, but I think it's called, like, the attacker or something like that. And it's,
her oh my God.
Yeah, and her clothes are, like, being torn off, and it's like, holy cow, what are you doing, Aurora? How come I didn't order this?
Right?
Yeah. I have some amazing Aurora models that I picked up
you
over the years.
You still have them?
I did buy some when I was younger, but then I met this one guy who was basically selling all of his possessions like 5 or 6 years ago. And you're going to say, I never meet people like this. And I bought a lot of his stuff. He was like a professional model builder, or at least a very good one. And I bought his Apollo 11 or Apollo something, Moon Landing, Aurora model, Tonto, and the Lone Ranger. Beautifully painted. Beautiful stuff. I'll post pictures.
Nice.
I think I have some vampire, some Dracula ones, some really, really amazing things. And he charged me like $15 for a model. Amazing.
Wow.
I bought a bunch of them.
I would love to see those. I would love to see those.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know what's funny? You sent me the link just now. This book, I am familiar with this book, but you cannot get this book at a fair price. And from what I understand, it's very short.
I don't doubt it.
I'm looking. It's 150 pages. I mean, that to me, that's insane. Come on.
For $40. Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can only buy it used. I think that the MSRP, or whatever you call that, for books is something like $12.95. So I'd pay $15 for it, but I'm not paying $40 for a book.
Yeah, it's
crazy. It's a great cover, though. Great cover.
X-ray specs.
But yeah, I mean, that to me was really, you know, about that childhood, that time of being excited about Halloween. And I really do wish I watched this movie when I was a kid.
Right, you missed out.
Yeah.
You gotta show it to your son. I gotta show it to
him. He's into it. He likes Halloween 1 and 2. We didn't get to this one. Alright. You know what kids do now? They watch The Kill Count. Do you ever hear of that?
I don't. What is that?
Basically, you get the synopsis. You get the overview of the entire movie. It's like a cheat.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's like, no, I saw the kill count of all these movies. I'm like, what the fuck's a kill count?
It's a shame, like, the way movies are spoiled. Not only do the movies suck, but they spoil older good movies now.
Yeah.
It's just a shame.
But you know what we're watching right now is Lost. We're watching the entire series.
Really?
He's loving it. I mean, I think it's pretty good. I stopped watching Lost after the first season.
Yeah, I kicked off early when it became apparent. They didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I think that they were writing it as it was going on.
Right.
And but I will say that the story is shaping up to be very, very interesting. We're in like season 4, 5. I don't know where I am.
But it never pays off.
Well, don't tell me. I don't know how this ends.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So.
Spoiler.
Yes. Well, no,
all right, let's play the jingle one more time. I know what we can do after the jingle.
All right, where's the jingle again?
111.16.
All right. Because, I mean, for the most part, this is exposing a cover-up, right? I mean,
right. We're gonna get to the evil guy Cochran's monologue in just a sec, but right. That's why we need the jingle.
Wait, did you say 111.16?
Yep.
All right. And by the way, they brought Stonehenge to this little hick town.
Right, and they never, they are very coy about, oh, we had a time getting it here, and yeah. They never explain how exactly.
Or why.
And this Cochran, who's the main villain, like, is he some kind of demon? Is he just a guy, or has he been around for hundreds of years?
There's no sense in this movie. I'm sorry. It's very entertaining. I think that this movie is worthwhile in watching. It makes no sense.
Although Dan O'Herlihy, who plays Cochran, is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Memorable and a solid actor. But it makes no sense. There's no reason why he's doing what he's doing. I mean, he's even asked, why are you doing this?
Yeah, right. And then, okay, so you have this sacrifice that's from your land or whatever, but okay, come next year, what are you going to do? Nobody's right. going to be left, so I didn't understand his plan.
Here we go.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
Now, as we get to the end of the song and in these scenes, we get some really beautiful shots. Don't you think?
Yeah.
The one in L.A. is like the first where we're seeing the silhouettes as the sun is going down.
Cinematographer is Dean Cundey, who did the same chores on Halloween 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to bigger and much, you know, I'm not going to say better, but he went on to bigger things. But in Hollywood.
At 1:12:33, I think it is, we get the beautiful silhouettes of the kids walking with the orange background. You get this black and orange. This should have been the trailer.
Yep.
It should have been just this, like, song. Like... and, like, Halloween 3. You know, like, it would have been it. You know, you didn't... I don't know what the trailer was all about, because I did watch a couple of the trailers, and they made me not that into the idea of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, when they showed the masks only, and yeah, yeah.
And how come everybody likes these masks? And how come it's a shamrock and being sung by, like, an Irish, like, it has, like, an Irish thing going on?
So, that's another thing of the story that you have to get over, is that there are no Darth Vader costumes in the world. There's only these three.
Yeah.
These three costumes that folks are
obsessed
buying.
With. Yeah.
There's no Spider-Man. There's no other kinds of costumes that we see people. Like, there are no people who are not going to be watching this giveaway wearing these masks.
Yeah. You definitely have to have this level of disbelief. Like, you just have to separate yourself from reality.
Yeah. But still, I think it works. I think it works.
Well, back to the coroner. she's going through all of the ashes of this guy, and then out of nowhere, she's like, which I'm right. like, what did she realize? Like,
I have no idea why it was necessary to kill her. I have no idea.
But they kill her. It's a visual scene. But she's playing with these things that fell out of the guy who burned up. And they're
like all cogs and what do you call those? Washers and springs.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh my God, I know.
Right. Like, here it is.
Oh my God.
Operator, can you get me the sheriff?
So it's amazing, right? That they have, they don't have a push button dialing system.
It's what, 82?
Yeah, 82. We had dial tone. I mean, not dial tone, push button, whatever.
Did we have push button that early?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my family didn't get, I don't think my mother or father got push button. At all. They just stayed with the black...
It's fine.
The black rotary phone.
Shut up, Chris. It'll take you a little bit longer. It's fine. patience.
Still works. Shh. Don't knock it off the wall.
Here, listen to like her dialing. I know. She picks up. Normally, you just pick up and go, 911, hello, operator, you know, and you're there. But her...
Operator, can you get me the sheriff?
Yeah, it's just kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, it's a lab. I mean, why wouldn't they have a push button? 911. Again, Rifty, not. And he kills her in a kind of a crazy way. He gets a drill, like a drill.
And I mean, yeah, it's like a really thick and doesn't have a point. if you look at it, it doesn't have a point on the end, so it's not going to make its own hole. I mean, you got
to,
like...
I think it's meant to drill into skulls.
Is it? I mean, she is a coroner, so that makes sense. But I was just like, wow, that drill bit... Like I say, there's no point.
I was surprised to see a cordless drill in 1982.
Battery operated.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what's that running on? Like 8-9 volts or something. Very strange. But we don't get to see it. Is this rated R even?
Yeah, I think it is. Why? I mean, you see a head ripped off earlier.
Yeah, I guess, and later we see have the decapitated head.
Yep.
It's very odd. What is the name of the main drunk? What's his first name?
Chalice?
Daniel. No, Daniel Chalice. So Daniel is now... He's learned too much. People have to watch this movie because we're not really explaining it so well. But he knows too much. So what they're going to do is they tie him up to a chair. And they're going to, instead of killing him right away, they're going to torture him.
No, they're going to make him watch they put the mask on him, and you know, and we know what happens when the mask goes on during this giveaway. His face is going to melt.
Yeah, and all these bugs come out.
Right? It's
very crazy. That actually was...
That's a rated R scene, too.
Yeah, that reminded me of Creepshow a little bit when the guy cleaning his apartment. Have we ever covered Creepshow?
I thought we did.
Me too. We need to go back. Ted Danson.
You got to release these old episodes.
Well, you know, we have 150 episodes. Do you know that?
I did not.
I think. Maybe not. Maybe 120. But still, it's a lot. So it's easy to forget which ones. I do have several that I plan on releasing right after Halloween that are old archived things.
Okay.
King of Comedy, for instance.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that was... I don't know if you remember doing that episode, but we did such... That was such a fun episode to do.
And now I want to go listen to it.
For your consideration type stuff, you know?
Yep.
Foo Yuck. I think Foo Yuck might have been our finest work. Unfortunately, the name just didn't really...
It wasn't, says you.
I think that it's a great name. It's just people didn't know it. You know, that was the problem. And they have all these computers. So like you were mentioning, I think that these are just, maybe it's like lab equipment. Like, I don't know. None of this stuff I can identify.
It doesn't. Oh, okay. So it doesn't have any practical.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying I don't know what the hell this stuff is. It's
maybe there's monitors and they're not even computers.
And terminals, and you have these switch boxes with lights on it. I mean, it looks like the Millennium Falcon. It's cool. I mean, it's cool looking stuff. I mean, it's no doubt about it. And you have that cool sound like buh, 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 buh. And they're viewing everything, and it's just bizarre.
They look like TVs. They don't look like computer screens, really.
Well, that's all computer screens really were back then, TVs.
Yeah, I guess so.
And for whatever reason, they put a TV that is very easy to kick in.
Right.
I mean, TVs, I mean, that glass is like an inch thick. You can't just kick in a TV, can you? Maybe.
And wouldn't it explode?
Didn't it? It kind of exploded.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, yeah.
But he manages to escape by, in the most ridiculous way, he kicks in the TV and is somehow able to grab a piece of glass from the tube.
And cut himself free.
Bizarre, right?
Hey, that's how good TVs were back then. Multi-purpose.
Probably in...
Can't do that with a plasma.
Well, maybe you can. No, you really can't. You know, you're screwed. It's all plastic. Probably in one of the most... I have to imagine that this scene took 500 takes. Daniel throws his mask at the camera that's surveilling him. And gets it right on the camera.
That would never happen.
No.
Never happen. Look how close the camera is to the ceiling. So there's no way that would have cleared. There's no way.
I would have loved if you see him in the background keep trying. like, just kind of ridiculous. He finally gets a phone.
And who does he call? You got to play that. And yeah. She's still annoying.
Yeah, oh. He escapes from almost being murdered. And who does he call? 976 Evil.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh. Linda, shut up. Listen. Linda, shut up. It's like, just shut up.
Listen, I have to get rid of the mask. The Silver Shamrock. No, in Santa Mira, when they killed Buddy Kupfer, his whole family, they killed him.
Do you understand a word he's saying, really?
A little bit.
I mean, if somebody called you saying this, would you, you'd hang up on them, right?
No, I was going to say, like, surely he must see how he sounds.
Right.
Like. We've lost him.
No, we haven't, Lucy.
No, I'm not drunk. Listen, you have to get rid of the mask.
Maybe a little drunk. Just a little.
Just.
You want me to what? You're just jealous because.
Linda, listen.
Oh, she doesn't listen. She hangs up. Oh.
Tells him to go to hell.
Right. See you later.
And most dads might even call back, right? But no. I tried.
And okay, so can we just play Cochran's monologue just so we give folks the reason why he's doing it? Because it's beautifully delivered.
Sure.
Love his voice. And then we could talk about the ending.
All right. So what clip for? 1:15:38. I see. I'm sorry. A lot of crickets.
Enjoy the horror-thon, Doctor.
So this all happened right before the scene that we just played. But
right, before you got loose.
It doesn't make a difference. I mean, this movie is so kind of crazy, it doesn't really make a difference. The movie's only an hour and a half. It's definitely worth seeing.
Don't forget to watch the big giveaway afterwards. Why, Cochran? Why? Do I need a reason? Mr. Kupfer was right, you know. I do love a good joke, and this is the best ever. A joke on the children. But there's a better reason.
It's so funny.
You don't really know much about Halloween. You thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. It was the start of the year in our old Celtic lands, and we'd be waiting in our houses of wattles and clay. The barriers would be down, you see, between the real and the unreal. And the dead might be looking in to sit by our fires of turf. Halloween. The festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red with the blood of animals and children. Sacrifices. Part of our world. Our craft.
Witchcraft.
To us, it was a way of controlling our environment. It's not so different now. It's time again. In the end, we don't decide these things, you know. The planets do.
Now, if you listen closely, I don't know if you can hear it. You have to really turn it up. You hear Daniel say something along the lines of, "You got anything to drink? Just a shot? A swig of something?"
Final wish. Can I just have one drink?
Just anything. Here's no duels. This is not alcoholic. What's this crap?
They're in alignment. And it's time again. The world's going to change tonight, Doctor. I'm glad you'll be able to watch it.
So they put on Halloween.
Right. I wouldn't mind going out watching that.
Sure. You know, it's a good movie. It's fun.
Right.
Very, just a strange movie, man.
it's a great movie. And I implore budding actors, when you go on auditions, if you want to impress the folks who are hiring, you can either do that Cochrane monologue that you just heard, or the "Stop it!" from the ending, because it takes actors with skill to be able to deliver that convincingly.
It's funny you mention that. This a year and a half ago, I think already. Jeez, my son tried out for the school play, and in order to try out for it, you have to choose a song and you have to sing the a song. And he chose a bizarre song to sing, and it blew them away. He chose from 1776, the musical, "The Egg."
Wow.
A song nobody even knows, right?
That is a deep cut.
Seriously, that's my kid. And he got the lead in the play.
That's amazing.
And because the person who was putting the entire thing together, she was so blown away by his performance. Not that it was like a perfect performance, but so blown away by this, you know, kid doing this, you know, choosing such a weird song, that she just, you know, immediately she just gave him the opportunity, and he was the lead of the play, which is pretty cool.
I was actually going to try there. I saw that there were auditions at, you know, like a town,
like a summer stock type thing.
Yeah, it's in town though. You know, it's I don't know what you call summer stock, but.
Like a playhouse,
just a local theater, just a local theater company, and I was going to try out.
Definitely should do that.
We
could live stream,
but I wouldn't know what to. I can't do. Stop it!
Why not? I know. Like, what would you audition with?
Right. What would I go in there with? Some David Mamet. I mean.
No, you'd have to choose something that's a little bit more digestible. Like maybe, you know, right, what I could see you doing, in all seriousness, I could see you doing a Spalding Gray piece.
Yeah.
I could see you, because you have a great voice. And I don't know if you think that, but you have a great cadence. And
I do?
Yeah, you do. And you're very passionate when you're talking about something that you love. And that's why I think that, you know, we work so well on this podcast, because, I'm definitely a fan of the work that you do. So I would love to see you do that. I encourage that completely. And like I said, we'll live stream it. And then what we'll do is we'll review it afterward.
That would be awesome.
Play clips. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I mean, and you know, my cousin is on Broadway. You never know. I can get you in.
He's on Broadway?
I don't know if he's working in a current production, but my cousin Corey Giacoma, he was in Jersey Boys. He was one of the Jersey Boys. And
wow.
Yeah, he's a real Broadway actor. Like, for real. Like, not just like somebody in the background or anything like that. He's starred in legitimate Broadway productions.
Wow.
Good, handsome kid, too. I don't know where he got the looks.
I hate him already.
Yeah, I know. Fucking douchebag. But friggin' Italian. All right, so we get to a weird ending because we do get a cool shot of the Silver Shamrock on fire. Well, it's hard. Like, what does he throw down there? Shamrocks?
So he throws down the microchips that are loaded, that were supposed to go on the masks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The thing in the back, yeah.
Yeah, it sets off the Stonehenge, and it's triggered by the jingle, which he is able to sneak down into this crowded little area of computers and not be seen. You know, you notice these are not desks that have backs, for instance, you know, so he could easily be seen if any one person just turned around.
Yeah. Look up. Yeah.
But he sets that off and then goes up above into the, you know, into this, into the roof walkways, and throws down this box of...
But, you know, before that, they're sneaking in the back, and you think it's like a Keystone Cops type of, like, Three's Company type of moment. You know, it's like a total, like, Scooby-Doo moment.
And Ellie had been taken hostage, and she's remarkably quiet during this sneaking around scene when they're trying to get out of there, and they get this idea to throw the microchips down, but she never says a word, and it there's a surprise there, which I wouldn't dream of letting out.
Yeah, you know, it's
since we spoiled everything else.
Yeah, I know. We really have. But it creates this circle of laser, which I just think is...
Can a computer do that? I wanted to get your opinion on
it. I don't think a computer can do much of any of this stuff that's in this movie. I just put a screenshot of the circle in our notes. It's just a bizarre thing. I don't know what's going on here. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But all of these, like, kind of Robotron guys are dead.
Just fall over. They just fall over for no reason.
Yeah, Dollar Tree. He's like, my plan has gone awry.
Special effects.
Not too special. Well, I mean, there's special effects.
That sounds right.
It looks a little bit like Close Encounters effects to me. I mean, not the ship, but I mean the glowing kind of reminds me of it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty visual. And then the laser blows him up. Blows up the old guy.
It does something. I don't know. It freezes him or turns him to stone or something.
But it creates this fire. Silver Shamrock Factory is on fire. And they run out. And Daniel's just kind of going nuts.
You pack your bags.
He gets in the car.
Here in the Eastern Valley, we're expecting overcast skies and 50% chance of rain through Monday. It's presently 74 degrees at 8:48 p.m.
Clock is ticking. Hurry home, kids, and happy Halloween.
Gotta do something. Call somebody, huh? Ellie, you all right?
All right, so Ellie's not all right. Well, do you think Ellie was a robot the whole time?
You know, I was thinking that too. Like, how could he have made an Ellie robot so quickly? And I'm wondering if she... But then why wouldn't she have acted earlier in the movie, you know?
To trap so him. And
probably
why him?
She wasn't. What?
Why him? You know, like, it doesn't make
right?
any sense.
And all the time that they're sneaking around and trying to blow up the factory, why didn't she do something there, you know? So
yeah, so maybe they just have a way to clone her very quickly.
But you know, the music sells it. I was like, yeah. The music scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, everything about the music is 100% amazing to me. I love it. She's choking him. He takes a crowbar and clocks her across the face. And she's leaking wires and
right, and it's amazing how quickly and easily parts of her body come off. Like, it takes one hit to get that head off.
Yeah, Dollar Tree. And it's just, I don't know what it is. And we get this weird scene of her head decapitated next to her, and she's looking around. I mean, there's no blood either. I mean, it's all like green.
Yeah, yeah. So why the R rating, damn it?
Yeah, not even a single nipple.
I could have swore that we saw something during that sex scene earlier, but I was so disappointed. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
You know, I know that's terrible
to
say.
These movies
pride
themselves on showing a nipple. That's usually what we get. I mean, honestly, like, the 11-year-old me is, like, watching this, waiting for it.
Yeah, yeah. And the 54-year-old me is also is also waiting for it.
He hasn't come too long of a way in life.
It's so sad I haven't.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going to play him again. He came up with the idea. He's going to call up the radio, the television stations.
What? Right. He makes one phone call that convinces somebody
Ted Turner.
to stop. And now I realize that, there are five stations back then in this movie. In this movie, there's only like three that are running it. But who he's calling,
who would listen
to him?
It's Ted Turner. Who else would? Hello, it's just Ted Turner. But I'm building CNN. I'm not busy. He goes to the gas station.
The same guy we've seen earlier.
Your phone. Where is it? It's life and death.
Yeah, of course. Go use my phone, sweaty guy.
I know you.
You smell like alcohol.
Sure, no problem. Go run inside the building with all the money. And it's like 30 seconds to 9.
If it goes out, it means the death of millions of people, everyone watching. Don't you understand that? Say it's a bomb, then. Say whatever you want. Say whatever you like. Just get it off the air.
The guy who works there is looking at him like, what's this asshole doing? What is this guy's problem?
Please, No, I can't prove it. You've got to believe me. Believe me. Take it off the air now, please. You've got to. It means...
We had a Tuesday interruption. We were having technical problems.
Well, I also want to mention, that's my favorite part of the song, where it's like they start doing the cymbal crashes and everything. It's amazing.
Please stand by.
It's time.
The kid killed it. He's just like, go to another channel.
It's time.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Dark masks, gather round your TV set. Put on your masks and watch. All witches, all skeletons, all jack-o'-lanterns.
The third commercial, it's still on, please. Watch. Take off the third channel, the third channel, it's still running. Stop it, please, for God's sake, please stop it. There's no more time. You've got to, please, stop it. Stop it now, turn it off. Turn it off. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
And then seriously, that was the guy who was listening to our podcast and he left us that review. Please stop it. Please stop it. Yeah, this is... And then that's it. That's how the movie ends. Spoiler
alert. Greatest ending ever.
Let's play this in the background a little. Tom Atkins played Daniel Chalice. Stacey Nelkin played Ellie Grimbridge. Dan O'Herlihy played Conal Cochran. I thought it was Cochran. A lot of people I don't know in this movie, but I thought it was good. Weird. Definitely a weird movie. I would not put this in the world of Halloween movies. Halloween franchise.
Right.
But the music is right. I don't know. I'm very conflicted on this one.
You love it.
I don't love it, but I like it. I think it's daring, and they probably lost a complete shitload of money on this. I mean, they could have just remade the first Halloween. Were there Halloween toys at this time? I don't think so, right?
What do you mean Halloween toys?
Like for the movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, cause it wasn't certainly for not kids. This one. It wasn't for kids either.
I would have to check my old, like, Fangoriers or Starlogs to see if they were making masks, you know, and selling them.
Well, I also,
based on the designs in the movie.
I mean, it's just weird. Like, I mean, back then, Halloween was legitimately just for kids.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, there was a complete separation. So you would have the Donnie and Marie masks and the Spider-Man and Richie Rich and that kind of crap. But yeah, I thought this was definitely a good movie. It was fun. I think this completes our Halloween journey, right?
No, don't we have one more?
I don't know. I'll do one more. Which one? Let's choose a real scary one, though.
Hold on, I will tell you in 1 second.
Time to come up. It's a little bit Knight Rider-ish.
Oh, God.
It is a little bit. You don't think so? I'm going to have to bring it up.
I think the Knight Rider song sounds like a cheaper version of this. Like, it's a lower-priced synthesizer.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, let's see if this will play. Oh, yeah. Play it at the same time. Do a little remix.
Night Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does
different
not
keys.
Exist.
I don't know. Knight Rider's a jam. I'm not going to take anything away from that, but this is also really good. Oh, yeah. Come on. You know he's got, like, the keytar, right?
What do you mean?
You know what the keytar is? Like, the guitar-shaped keyboard?
Oh, no, I didn't know there was...
Oh, really? Look, you know, you must have seen these. Type keytar in Google. You'll see pictures of it. It's hilarious. But, Christopher, thank you very much for getting together tonight. Happy Halloween.
Thank you for watching this movie.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up, and I'm excited for the next one.